With all the wood cutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
Rachel, 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 wake up. It's a beautiful day upon the hill. House of Commons rising shine. Your father stops, post-war cameraman. Shakes your little brother's hand on the first day of class. Our future in a nutshell. Our future in a photograph. What they want, ordinary people who care about art.
Broadcasting live on 101.9 FM CITR and webcasting online at CITR.ca. This is Shameless, coming to you from the great city of Vancouver. 125 years young is our town, and frankly, she don't look a day over 117. So pull up a seat to our bar, have a drink, won't you? I'm Jonathan, your Sam Malone for the evening. With me to give me some sass and sugar, playing the role of Diana, is Natalie. How's it going over there?
Good, I suppose that's me.
That's you.
That's me.
How you feeling today?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Someone's done her class for the year. Jazz fingers all around.
Woo. Education program over September.
How much partying have you been doing all day?
A little bit, a lot. Yeah. Class canceled early so we could have a potluck. Potluck canceled early so we could drink some. And then drinking some canceled early so we could come back and drink some more. And then that ended early so I could come. I'm slurring my speech.
I look forward to
my.
These kids are going to have such a great time.
Speech.
Natalie can't teach good today, kids.
She was celebrating a bit too hard last night. What? Sorry, math? Numbers?
Today's lesson's brought to you by Sammy the Snake. He's going to slur for you all day. That's my impression of you.
Aw. Sammy the Snake.
Maybe you can read some kid stories for us.
I'll try my best.
I love it when you do that. So honoring Vancouver's birthday today, we'll be interviewing a band from Hamilton, Ontario.
Woo!
Sandman Viper Command.
Nice, honoring Sammy the Snake.
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing, honoring Sammy the Snake, Vancouver's mascot.
Mm, of course.
We'll go down and pay homage to the giant Sammy statue downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Go throw eggs at it, as is tradition for Sammy the Snake's on Vancouver's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves eggs. He's a big egg eater.
Is he? Eats a lot of eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a huge innuendo there, isn't it?
Yeah.
No? Oops.
Ew. Did not think of that.
So playing the Railway Club, they are. Sandman Viper Command on the 10th. But we'll talk about that lots more later. Started the show off with Library Voices, the Prime Minister's daughter from Denim on Denim. Surely they aren't talking about Stephen Harper's daughter because she's like 12. That's just weird.
Are they talking about the Canadian tuxedo?
Maybe they are. Maybe they are. What is the Canadian tuxedo?
I feel like it's a lot of denim.
I think so. On denim.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up now, my favorite Vancouver artist. Dare I say the greatest artist Vancouver's ever produced. Coming from one of the greatest soundtracks of all time, from one of the greatest movies of all time, this is The Crow. And this is Jane Seabury on The Crow, with what I would think would be an anthem for Vancouver called It Can't Rain All the Time on Shameless 1019 CITR.
We walk the narrow path beneath the smoking skies. Sometimes barely tell the difference between darkness and light. Do we have faith?
Tears. Although I wish on a sinning soul, although I wish on a sinning soul,
the Georgia Strait, CITR 101.9 FM, Boutique Empire, and the Biltmore Cabaret are proud to present the Sex with Strangers CD release party, Thursday, April 14th. Local legends Sex with Strangers want to celebrate their latest release, Frontier Justice, with you. Yes, you. Joining in the party will be Run with the Herd and Joyce Collingwood, plus the world premiere of The Controlling Boyfriends and DJ sets by Guilty About Girls. How, oh how can I be a part of this, you're wondering? Well, advance tickets are available at Zulu, Red Cat, Neptune, and online at ticketweb.ca. Doors at 8, show at 9. Don't miss the Sex with Strangers CD release party, Thursday, April 14th at the Biltmore Cabaret.
Le Breastfeeders here on 101.9 FM, CITR. The show is shameless. Le Breastfeeders from Montreal, from their new record, Dans la Gorge du Jour, in the mouth of days, for all you anglophones out there. The track, 5000 milles, or 400 miles, 100 miles shorter of what the Proclaimers trekked way back in the day, you know, for those of you who remember that song. Before that, in that set, we had Gay Sexy Merlin from Toronto from their latest 3D in 3D, the track Asbestos. This is already on my track to be the most interesting album of the year, as it's partially recorded in 33 and a third RPM, partially 45 RPM. So if you know, you're not, you have to like get up and, you know, change the speed of the record every so often, because things can get hairy if you don't. Some parts will be slow, some parts will be fast, depending on how you are listening. It encourages engaged listeners. Also, the hidden track is after a groove in the record that sticks the needle in that spot infinitely. Infinitely? Infinitely. So if you want to hear the hidden track, you have to get up and move the needle over and hear the hidden track. It takes a lot of effort. And that I like. In this era of complacency, I approve. Also, we started the set off with Jane Seabury off the Crow soundtrack. It Can't Rain All the Time. Her ode to Vancouver. The elderly city of Vancouver at 125 years. Also started the whole show off with Library Voices from right here in Vancouver with the Prime Minister's daughter. I felt it was topical as there was there's an election coming around pretty soon. In case you didn't know, might want to get out and vote. Or don't. I like to sound topical because it makes me seem fresh. Speaking
totally
of fresh, am I fresh?
Freshest. Minty yeah. Fresh.
Really?
Yeah.
I never know, you know.
Smell that minty freshness.
Oh, do I smell good? I meant to shower today. Speaking of being fresh, I've taken up a career of investigative journalism. Also, I have some really good bits for you later. Professional bits, but I'm not ready to give them yet because this is weird. I can't do it yet. However, I've been investigating people and digging deep, and I've found some really good dirt like this.
Four of my sisters would pin me down and tickle me until I was to the point where I'm like, I am going to piss my pants, pretty much.
Nice.
You got that one?
You hear that?
I got that one.
I got him. Watch out, Vancouver, because I'm going to get you. Yeah. I like to make threats. So we're doing some Mad Libs right now, are we?
I think we are.
We're going to do them on the air? Is that the plan?
Hang on. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
This is a great game for radio.
I need you, Mr. Jonathan Brown, to give me an adjective.
Did I do shiny already?
You did do shiny. That was your first one.
How about thunder?
Okay. yeah, okay. Sure. Thunderous.
Yeah.
Can you give me a plural noun?
Ninjas.
Ooh. How about an adverb?
Smoking.
And the last one is a noun. Better be good. It's the last one.
I choose a ghost.
Shall I read you?
Sure. Should I get some appropriate music?
You created?
All right. I'll find some good music for you.
This is, I have a giant Mad Libs book that you can
flip those pages. Oh, that sounds huge.
Flipping those pages, it's 50 Mad Libs. The one I chose is Driving Tips.
You ready? Okay, here we go.
Driving a car can be fun if you follow this shiny advice. Number one, when approaching a blowhole on the right, always blow your dad. Number two, before making a...
Sorry, what? Blow your what? Blow your what?
When approaching a blowhole on the right, always blow your dad.
No, that's not... That's gross.
You said it. You gave me the words to use. Driving tip number two. Before making a thirsty turn, always stick your fingers out the window. Number three, every 2,000 miles, have your Michigan expected and your radio station checked. Number four, when approaching a school, watch out for thunderous ninjas. And number five, above all, drive smoking. The ghost you save may be your own, as says the wonderful Inspector Gadget.
On that note, how about some blowholes on Shameless from Winnipeg, 119 FM, CITR. This is Poseidon's Daughters.
apartment.
And it's about that time. And it's about that time.
Where would we be without Africa? Without porn stars and without drug traffickers. I'm like Pacino yelling at a girl. Shot into space, some kind of Battlestar Galactica. Another rhyme about writing rhymes. I went from watching Good Times to the Sunday Times of Los Angeles Times. Black Los Angeles, where poetry is scandalous and everything's real. All I have is words, but it ain't all talk. In my mind, I'm on the jet from LA to New York. Straight to Crown Heights, Chinese takeout on the corner. Brothers turn to mourners cause somebody snatched an opera. And ran out on the block into the arms of the sky. At my funeral plate, I'm so fly. Lloyd Banks, it's no thanks to the snitches and the performance. A spectacular performance downloaded in torrents. One into the two, three into the four. The sheep are running scared cause the wolf is at the door. Yeah, the wolf is at the door. The sheep are running scared cause the wolf is at the door. How many bullets would it take? While I'd love to win a Pulitzer, it's probably fake. While I'm as real as a first date. Fuck television, I see those dreams off the street corners, broken glass. You better split town fast, it ain't getting better. Your life ain't worth more than a cashmere sweater. Knit dresses and booze, $5,000 shoes. I spit cold weather and I pray for my crews. Young brothers, all people of colors. What a road to be on, lit up in all black neon. Nobody got a job, but everybody got rent. Making deals with the devil. I'm hoping that'll get them heaven sent. I got a voice dissent, I got a voice period. Sometimes I'm joking around, but I'm always dead serious. Times is getting crucial and we tread it in dread. We're better off dead, so we alive on the flip side. 1 inch to the two, 3 inch to the four. The sheep are running scared, cause the wolf is at the door. Yeah, the wolf is at the door. The sheep are running scared, cause the wolf is at the door. You think you know what I mean?
And it's about that time.
Until they steal your record and turn it into a cop show theme. Went from a different world to the Cleveland show. From collecting beer cans to yo, I can't believe this though. Now everybody's on the outside. I say I'm living up north, I'm always on the south side. Where will we be without Africa? Diamonds are forever, so I blow it all at Aqueduct. Throw my rhymes in a suitcase and pack it up. The war is home. And the city is a war zone. 30 shot on a weekend. What the fuck is that? Drown me in the sands out in Vegas. Where my luck is at. Cadillacs and debits. Foreclosures, bad credits. Everyone shaking, skimming. It's a ninth inning. Jesus up in this last go round. And all I got is this love that I found. Where's this love that I found? 1 inch to the two, 3 inch to the four. The sheep are running scared cause the wolf is at the door. Yeah. The wolf is at the door. The sheep are running scared cause the wolf is at the door. 1 into the two, 3 into the four. The sheep are running scared cause the wolf is at the door. Yeah, the wolf is at the door. The sheep are running scared cause the wolf is at the door. 1 into the two, 3 into the four. The sheep are running scared cause the wolf is at the door. Yeah, the wolf is at the door. The sheep are running scared.
Get your midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of Roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9, and www.citr.ca. We'll be right back.
few songs I've heard lately put me in as good a mood as anything I've heard from the Sandman Viper Command. That was Yo Bobcat, 119 FM, CITR. The show is shameless. Before that, we had Don Cash, a rapper out of Toronto, with his track Airwolf. I was figuring it'd be have some reference to the old 80s TV show Airwolf, which is a damn good show about a helicopter.
Nobody knows what it is.
Everyone. I'm sure someone asked out there know what it is.
Maybe.
It was on with Magnum P.I. It went Magnum P.I., Airwolf.
Who would watch TV after Magnum P.I. was
Miami Vice. I think that was the block.
Are you talking about Teen Wolf?
Yeah, no.
No. Air Bud?
What? This conversation is over. Going even further back, we had the Hope Slide with their track Passage, which is about the ill-fated Franklin Expedition.
Uh-oh.
Where all members were unaccounted for. I think they're abducted by aliens, but I can't really prove that.
Huh. I thought it was lead poisoning.
That's boring, though. I mean, really?
It's not really. Tin cans? Lead? No? The museum in Victoria? There's big... No? All right. Aliens!
Aliens! And we started that set off with the Blowholes, an all-girl garage group from Winnipeg, and their track Poseidon's Daughters. Little nod of a theme for you there. Yeah, I made that happen. I knew what I was doing. It's like those Mad Libs were playing earlier.
That's right.
This stuff just comes to me. So back to the Sandman Viper Command. They are on tour across the country and are playing the Railway Club, the historic Railway Club, established 1931. Or as the sign says now, E.T. 1931. Aww. They're getting the S back. They'll put the S back pretty soon. It'll come back. It took them forever to put the B in club back on the thing. That is cardboard B. It was not good.
Railway clue.
Clue. Oh. Anyway, it's looking good now. And the great band Sandman Viper Command will be playing their End Neptune Records on Main Street earlier in the day, doing a free show.
What time is the free show?
I don't know. Earlier. Before
earlier.
The railway show. Yeah.
Afternoon-ish.
Yeah.
Be there.
Whenever they feel like it.
Yeah.
So I had the pleasure to... chat with the members of Sandman Viper Command earlier, and as always, I started off with the same question I start every interview with.
Hey, Dan.
How's it going?
Not too bad.
Where am I calling you at right now?
We are currently in Saskatoon at a friend's house in her apartment here. So that's really all the info I can give, and we know what's on that.
Nice. How's the tour going?
Quite well. We're having a lot of fun. We wrapped up in Winnipeg a couple days ago. Now we're in Saskatoon for a couple nights, and we're playing tonight over at a place called Cafe Scola or Solis.
Cafe Scola, I think it is. Yeah.
And yeah, good.
It's been nice because we've had a couple days in every town. We had a couple days in Winnipeg, and we had a couple days here in Saskatoon. So it's given us an opportunity to kind of get to know the cities of Canada. You know.
Yeah.
Except I drank way too many Jager bombs last night, and as a result of it, I'm not feeling so tipped off right now.
You're definitely getting the full experience.
Or lack thereof.
What's the life of a rock star without a few Jager bombs?
Definitely, yeah. That's what I was telling myself last night. But later, when I expelled them violently in a violent manner.
What's the life of a rock star without vomiting everywhere?
Yeah. I think it's pretty contained, though. I think I used to be a classy drunk, so...
He had a lot of help to be a classy drunk. His friends kept him in order.
Nice. So what kind of a challenge is it to produce a sound that is both different from your obvious inspirations, but is also something that everyone gets?
Yeah, geez. I think it is a huge challenge. I think a lot of people try and do that every day in the field of music. We just sort of do what we do. The songs sort of just come to us. We work through them, and we have a choice to make any type of other music, really.
I mean, like through the kind of work past that problem in the creative process, because a song can kind of sound derivative for a while you're working it up, and can sort of sound like doesn't really have much of its own identity. But if you work at it long enough, eventually, you know, just through random playing, something can click, and some unique element will come to the process and. I think the challenge is always there, but it sort of dissolves on its own naturally just through working at it, you know?
Right. So how do you divide up the creative process among the band?
Usually I'll write the bass ideas, and I'll have a pretty complete song or an idea of what I think is a complete song. and then I'll run it by like Dan and Aaron and Matt, sort of in sometimes in smaller settings, sometimes just like one or two of us, or sometimes all of us. And then they add their stuff to it, and we sort of all sit down together and figure out what's working and what's not working. And oftentimes the song comes out completely different from what I had before. Sometimes it's close to the same, but it's really just a, like, it's almost like a group editing process that finally makes the final track. And it works really well for us. I mean, we're quite happy with the new stuff we're working on. It's we've sort of finally ironed out the kinks of how to the best sounding songs, in our opinion, instead of like sitting around for 4 hours in a loud jam.
Yeah.
Bickering over this part here and there.
Yeah, we definitely had to change our approach mildly with the latest batch of songs we've been working on from the first songs we wrote, just because there's not that there's an immense amount of pressure now, but there was zero pressure then because it was completely just like a hobby starter. We were just hanging around, writing tunes, and we weren't really thinking much about it.
Yeah.
And now it's sort of like, oh, we actually need to figure out a creative process and actually find out what actually works best for us, you know? So
plus, as your band, your identity as a band comes into its own, you sort of feel yourself, I don't know, like composing new song ideas to your older stuff, and you want everything to fit in with the identity. Even though we don't try and do that, there is a sort of conscious or subconscious level of that going on. So there's always, I don't know, always interesting twists and turns in the creative process that we work through.
Yeah, it's kind of fun trying to kind of find your own, to try and recognize what your band identity is in terms of the sound, and trying to kind of like build on that. And, you know, it's an interesting look into oneself.
It's an interesting time for a band, like the sophomore album.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to navigate through it right now.
Yeah, there's a lot more on the line when you're in the professional zone as opposed to, you know, just the hobby zone.
Yeah,
that's for sure. I don't know if we feel like there's too much on the line, but we definitely want to, personally, we want to just keep on evolving as a band, putting up the first we find interesting, and then hope other people like it as well.
Yeah, it's on the line for us, because there's definitely a big chunk of ourselves that believes in ourselves very much so and thinks we can do it, but we got to actually prove that to ourselves, you know, prove that we can actually write the songs we want to write.
Yeah. So what was it like producing the 7-inch with John Drew?
Fucking awesome, incredible. Yeah. Sorry, that's more than I guess that'll make the year.
One of the more incredible experiences we've had so far, and it was very different from our first recording experience with a guy named Dave King, because that was a very low-key kind of just like, I don't know, it was just...
We had a lot of time when we did the first album.
Yeah.
And the album setting, the first album we recorded at a place called Barn. I don't even know. I guess Barn Window Studio is what it goes by. And it's just like this huge, empty barn that, I don't know, had a really chill, relaxed vibe to it.
Yeah.
And we sort of took our time, and we had a bit more of a relaxed mentality going into it. But this was pretty run and gun. We still managed to pull out something that we're really proud of and something that sounds amazing thanks to John.
Yeah. Like, it was really good, because the first run-through, the producer worked with Dave King, since it was the first time, we were a lot younger, he was kind of guiding us through the process, and it was a very different, just like the formula of how we were working was a lot different. But with John Drew, we went in there, I think we kind of committed to ourselves, did ourselves like, we like, let's trust, you know, what we want, let's like really try and work in tandem with John, and like really try and excavate as many good ideas out of the potentiality of what there was there. So I think we did a pretty good job of that, and we worked quite well with John. He's really relaxed to do, you know, he's awesome to work with.
We had some fun.
Yeah. You know, and because we recorded this in a lot shorter time, it felt like, you know, very, like Rob said, like run and gun, like we were sitting there. It was,
We originally hoped to get 2 songs done, I think, in 2 days, and that didn't really happen.
That was not the case.
Because once John started working on the first song, Rough Love, we started throwing a bunch of different instrumentation on it here and there, and really just fully excavating the idea.
Nice. Did it feel more like you were like in the major leagues by that point?
It felt, there was definitely an element of that. Like, you know, you're working with a producer who's worked with some pretty
heavy hitters,
pretty premier acts, and we were quite familiar with the stuff he's worked on before, so we knew that we were working with someone who has an ear for, like, just good sound in general and very contemporary sound. He knows what people like to hear these days, so it was really interesting seeing, you know, the music that we've been working on in our basements and just sort of jamming on our own take shape into this, like, you know, what to us is like, feels like our first kind of, the most comparable thing to a personal masterpiece, because it's just like, the fact that we got an opportunity to record this song with like these songs we worked so hard on with someone who can,
of that stature,
it was an incredible experience, that's for sure. We're very appreciative and humbled by it.
We'll have more with Rob and Aaron of Sandman Viper Command. After this, from their Rough Love EP, this is Rough Love on 101.9 FM CITR.
Rail meets the gun, blade to my tongue. The lovers I've lost were the battles I won. We'll be right back.
that was Rough Love from the EP of the same name, brought to you by Hamilton, Ontario's Sandman Viper Command. Back to the phones now with Rob and Aaron of Sandman Viper Command, a great name they took from the classic movie Outbreak. And frankly, I really dig it.
Oh, yeah? Are you an Outbreak fan?
I am, actually.
That would change my life. Yeah, you're the first person I did. Well, I guess we've
put that there. A couple times, yeah.
But, yeah, it's always nice when someone
can appreciate the humor.
Yeah.
The one thing I was always wondering, especially when a band names themselves after something like that, I'm just curious, if you had never seen Outbreak, what other potential names were you tossing around by any chance?
No, I have no idea.
I'm sure there was a whole bunch at the time, but I can't remember.
Well, I don't think we weren't even really, the band hadn't even been formed when we chose Sandman Viper Command, because we were kind of just jamming some demos and having some fun. And I think I was going to use it for some of my project recordings that I was doing on my own at the time. And then when we formed the band, it sort of just seemed to be the natural choice.
Well, I think the first thing we did was, like, we had, I think, like just Aaron, Rob, and I were jamming, and we had some really early ideas for some tunes and then a couple covers, and there's a place in Hamilton, Ontario that we used to frequent quite often called the Pepper Jack Cafe that had an open mic night on Wednesday night. And we decided to go down there and do the open mic night and try some of these songs that we put a stamp on, and I guess we were sitting around before that trying to think of something to call ourselves for it, and
that's what we came up.
Sandman Viper Command, and then we ran with it, you know. initially it was a one night deal, and here we are about 3 years later, roughly.
Yeah,
rocking the same moniker.
I always thought, like from Die Hard 2, Anakin Skywalker Command make a good name for a band.
That would be good, actually.
You definitely. I think learning from the length of our band name and how jumbled it can get sometimes when people don't know it, probably stay away from the sci-fi references for my next band.
Yeah.
I have to do it over again.
Yeah, it's a weird name, but people who like us, even if they struggle with the name initially, you know, it has enough just, like, vibe to it that, I don't know, you can... Most people seem to...
People either like the name or hate the name, so
yeah.
You'd rather have that that sort of opinion.
Polarizing effect, yeah.
It's got some zest, some punch to it. Do you ever get called, like, Sandman Viper Hotel or something like that?
No, not really.
Not hopefully. It's definitely been screwed up. Sandman Super Command, I've seen. Sandman, I don't even know, man.
Sandman Cobra Command.
Yeah, like, there's been some interesting variations on the name. But
if anyone wants to start a cover band based on our music, there's tons of options to go through.
Yeah.
I could totally see a Sandman Cobra Commander. You're just jiving through several movies with that one.
That's just making it more G.I. Joe than it already is.
So what's the biggest change you've noticed as a band since getting such big exposure?
There's people coming out to see us most of the time when we play, which is nice.
We can
come out to you after tune, and well, hopefully I'm speaking before the show, but hopefully there's some people we don't really know at our shows and hanging out.
Yeah, I mean, like, we played Thunder Bay, and there was nobody there, but there was three dudes that showed up who had seen us at CMW, and so this is our first time crossing the country, so we don't have anything to really compare it against, but it's nice to, you know, be so far from home and actually see that your name has spread beyond, you know, your hometown. And so it's a nice feeling.
Dan, actually, the more exposure we get, the more animated Dan gets on stage. And that's the biggest change.
Because
he's getting pretty sweaty these
days. I feel like I'm getting less animated on stage.
Oh, really? mellowing out. I'm stuck behind the mic, so I can't really tell. I'm not watching him the whole time.
Matt, our drummer, drinks a lot more alcohol since he's getting more exposure. And as a result, drives a lot less. So I guess the biggest change is that we're having to mix up the DDs every night.
Yeah, that's a big change.
Nice. So back in Toronto, you're going to also play Edgefest this year. How pumped are you to do that?
That's super stoked. Like, it's going to be... A great thing about it is that a handful of... friends bands are playing it, so it's just getting
five Hamilton bands on the bill.
Yeah, like there's quite a few, like the whole lineup is incredible, and it's definitely going to be the biggest event we've played.
Yeah, I think so, for sure.
And Yeah, like I'm just super stoked to, like, obviously playing a set is always the highlight of these kind of things, but I'm super stoked to just get a mosey around the festival with some sort of backstage pass and see all my friends' bands play and get to experience the festival life as a participant, you know, as opposed to just a fan.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Do you plan to schmooze quite a bit when you're out there?
Yeah, I mean, like, that just happens naturally, you know, because, like, the nice thing about the music industry is that liquor usually flows, so so the schmoozing is just sort of, you know, you're hanging at the bar, and anyone you end up talking to has some sort of, you know, you can...
Some sort of backstory,
and everyone's involved with something, so, and it's all super friendly, so the schmoozing is, you know, the schmoozing is usually nice and natural for us.
Yeah, it's the icing on the cake.
Yeah, like, it's not like we're, you know, nervously going around, like, oh, we gotta talk to these things. Like,
3 years ago, we met them.
Yeah, yeah. But now, you know, it's a fun part of it, because you meet pretty incredible people who have pretty...
accomplished some really good things.
Yeah, some crazy lives and some crazy stories to tell. So the schmoozing is a fun part for sure. I enjoy it.
Nice. So when you're on the road, what do you do to keep sane, aside from the nights of heavy drinking?
I don't know if there's much keeping sane going on.
We just sort of throw that idea out the window and just go insane.
Yeah, we delve as deep in the rabbit hole as we possibly can.
This is our first time having a tour arranger come with us.
Yeah, that's pretty sane.
Yeah, learning to them. Yeah, and she's a...
Tara's a girl.
Yeah, Tara's a girl. She's our road mom, and she definitely keeps us... She's been keeping us grounded, but we're starting to go off the rails a bit after week
crazy
one.
Trains, you know.
Yeah. We do put it, I mean, like, you know, long hours of the van, we do some group art. We get the pens and papers going and pass drawings around and get, you know, some... I mean, I can't even really explain it to you. We do some weird stuff.
Yeah. I keep the creative juices flowing.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Arts and crafts. There's lots of arts and crafts.
Cool. So since you're from Burlington, Ontario, and I'm sure you've done their Sound of Music Festival...
Never done Sound of Music.
No. We have not played that.
Ever. We've been snubbed.
Yeah, they keep...
We're hoping playing. This year maybe we might get in.
Main stage only. We demand it.
No. Yeah. What does Charlie Sheen demand? That's what we're going to go for.
Yeah, whatever's on Charlie Sheen's rider, it can be on our rider.
Yeah.
Which means Vast's Tiger Blood and F-18 parking the parking lot.
But then again, have you ever done Rib Fest?
We've never done Rib Fest either, but we have played a Canada Day celebration in Spencer Smith Park, which is where the Rib Fest and Sound of Music is held. And that was the closest we got to
playing that,
the epic festivals of Burlington, Ontario.
I think we were bookended by the same belly dancing troupe played dance before us and then after us for some reason. So they stuck us right in between that. It was a pretty...
I believe it rained only for our set.
Yeah, yeah, right. It was sunny and then we set up and it started pouring for everyone huddled into the tents, like, kind of like bordering the area we were supposed to stand. And it was, you know...
It was a beautiful memory of Burlington, Ontario.
We had some friends up front getting put on, so that was fun.
Fun for us, I guess.
Well, I have good news for you.
Yeah,
the Railway Club. The Railway Club is like Burlington Music Fest every night, in a bar form, though. So
yeah,
you're in luck. Yeah. Have you ever played in Vancouver before?
Never. First time out there. I've actually never even been, so I'm super stoked.
I've been to Vancouver once, but I was quite a bit younger, and I was only there very briefly, so... I'm pretty stoked to get there and check out the scene.
I would love to spend a week or 2 weeks in Vancouver, personally.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the one town on our tour that we aren't sort of hanging around for a couple of days. So if we can make it work, we're going to try and spend a couple of days afterwards to just kind of play the tourist role and get to know the city, but we shall see.
Man.
And if not this time, we'll be back soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Do you ever play the Vancouver Canucks on NHL 94, by any chance?
Actually, I was more of a Quebec Nordiques guy, but the person that I played the most with in my student house when I went to school with, he was a Vancouver guy. Our rivalry was completely based around that, but Nordiques won all the time.
As they should.
Unfortunately for the Canucks. But you guys are doing pretty well right now. That's pretty sick.
Yeah. Well, doing as well as
I know.
Better than what's become of the Nordiques, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely riding a higher high than the Nordiques.
Man, what a nostalgic game that is, Hartford, Quebec.
Probably not only the best game on Sega Genesis, but also the theme song of all time.
Yeah.
I think we're going to cover it one day.
We've been playing a lot of NBA Jam lately, too, which is also a very nostalgic game.
They brought that one back, actually, for the Wii.
Yeah, they did. It's pretty cool. I haven't played it, but I hope to one day. I'm pretty satisfied with the Sega Genesis version.
Yeah, the retro stuff never gets old.
Never does. No. It's retro. It's
been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, you too, man. Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you at the Railway Club.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
We're really stoked. We heard really good things about the venue, so we're pretty excited to check it out.
We hear that there's a big staircase that we have to climb to load our stuff in.
And also that there's a train going around the railway.
Yeah, which is very fitting, so.
Two trains, actually.
Two trains. Ooh, twice the fun.
The load-up isn't fun, but the trains are well worth it.
Yeah, definitely. That'll keep me going when I'm carrying my amp up the stairs.
Nice. Well, have a great show tonight and have a great rest of the tour, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Vancouver.
Have a good one, man.
You too.
That was Rob Jansen and Aaron Harvey, dueling lead vocals, also guitar and bass of Sandman Viper Command. They're playing the Railway Club on Dunsmuir this Sunday, the 10th, and doing a free in-store show at Neptune Records earlier in the day. So check them out. Now from their sophomore EP, Rough Love, this is New Fast on 101.9 FM CITR.
Well, you see your girl. Well, I think I'm a man. Let's get together, darling. Try to treat you the best that I can. Well, you say like scotch. Well, I prefer nice red. Let's drink a little bit of both. We'll kill a little more than just time.
Escape. what's needed to say.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, playing the venue on Granville tomorrow night. That was the Rural Alberta Advantage with their track Death Bridge in Lethbridge. Before that, we had Francis May, the combined efforts of Jody Glenham and Rich Britton from the Hive Sessions. That was Shh. Yep. That was very ambient, thanks. Before that, we had the Autumn Portrait from their sophomore record, The Design Is Over, their track Jealous. They are from here, but touring across the country and in Toronto right now. And we started the whole set off with the Sandman Viper Command and their track New Fast. They, who are from Ontario, are touring the other direction and will be coming here on the 10th. How's this radio program going for you, my studio audience? If you don't mind if I take this moment to ask you a question and put you on the spot.
So awesome!
Nice. Just what I wanted to hear.
It's wonderful.
So sadly, we only have 10 minutes left in the show, and I wanted to give this good bit. I wanted to practice my bits about these musical condoms that I found, but I guess I won't get to it.
Why not?
I just don't have time.
Go for it right now.
No, it's too late.
What are musical condoms?
Although, feel free to Google musical condoms. Something good will come up. But for you, Vancouver, I have something far more practical and far less self-serving. Because if you're sitting around tonight thinking, hey, musical condoms would be fun, I'm thinking you should check out Fake Jazz Wednesdays, who present at the Astoria, No Sense of Style, Nervous Operator, and You Sing, and 522. That's at the Astoria on East Hastings. Or this Saturday, you could check out Basketball at the Waldorf, or perhaps Friends of Shameless, the Submarines, return from Los Angeles to play at the Biltmore next Wednesday, promoting their new record, Love Notes, Letter Bombs. They were back on Shameless a couple years ago, and they had an iPhone commercial song, a song used in an iPhone commercial, and now they're on Yo Gabba Gabba. They're just reaching for the stars. There's no stopping that band.
I was talking about Yo Gabba Gabba the other day, and I couldn't remember the name. It was Elijah Wood's Puppet Master song, and I couldn't
remember the name of the show. Those weird puppet suit people.
Thanks.
To use unusually timely celebrities like Elijah Wood.
Mm-hmm. The Shins and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
And now the Submarines.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just moving right along. As we have only a few minutes left, I'm thinking, hey, let's play some Mr. Bungle.
Crank up the jam.
Yeah. It's a Shameless 1019 CITR in Vancouver.
You're not human, you're a miracle. A creature with an animal. And you're sexy, neon smoke screen. Like a super salesman of an angel. Even your shadow walls, if you ruin your jungle, fall into. We'd be your largest
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Before we knew and loved A.C. Newman as a solo star and a new pornographer, he had a group called Zampano. And that was the ever classic The Party Rages On here on Shameless on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Natalie, for coming out as always.
Anytime.
On this, your last night of tutelage.
That's right. For many a month. This is it.
And thanks for bringing your friends, too.
No problem.
And also thanks to Sandman Viper Command for the interview, the chat session. They once again are playing the Railway Club on the 10th of April. For now, stay tuned to CITR for Folk Oasis with Val. Coming up next, she'll be playing such tracks from The Laws, Jeff Burner, and the Shiny Ribs. I was just looking through her CDs. Yes, I was. Sorry. We end now with an oldie but a goodie from Ian Thomas. I said last year, 2010 was the comeback of Gino Vannelli. I think 2011 is going to be Ian Thomas's year to come back. Here now, I'll Do You Right on 101.9 FM, CITR. I'll Do You Right has taken on a new meaning these days, but this goes back to a simpler, nicer time. Hope you enjoy it.